With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The American military has seized another tanker linked to the smuggling of Iranian oil. This tanker was seized in the Indian Ocean. Virginia's redrawn congressional map is unconstitutional. That's the ruling of a circuit court judge blocking certification and implementation of the Democrat-friendly map. It has sparked much debate among Virginians.
One voter in Alexandria, Matt Wallace, said he was resigned to the fact that in the current environment, it is a standard of by any means necessary to fight back.
I think that the redistricting issue across the country is unfortunate that we've had to resort to temporary redistricting.
Those that opposed it, like Joanna Miller, focused solely on Virginia and not the rest of the country and talked about how it will disenfranchise them.
I think that the effort this fall is not in good faith, and so I voted against the redistricting because I want my vote to count in a fair way.
Another test is coming in just a week in Florida, where similar discussions are underway that could swing toward Republicans. I'm Gary Fields.
He is no longer Navy blue.
The Pentagon has abruptly announced that Navy Secretary John Phelan is leaving his job. Phelan is the first head of a military service to depart during President Donald Trump's second term. But it's just the latest in a series of shakeups of top leadership at the Pentagon, coming just weeks after Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth fired the Army's top uniformed officer, General Randy George.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer. Following months of delay, the European Union has approved a $106 billion loan for Ukraine. Ukraine is allowing Russian oil to again flow to Hungary, so Budapest dropped its opposition to that loan. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 210 points, NASDAQ futures 55 points lower. This is SRN News. Trump administration issues a warning.
Four Kansas school districts have enacted transgender policies that the Department of Education says violate federal law, putting the schools at risk of losing government funding. Some of the Kansas districts are allowing boys to use girls' bathrooms and locker rooms, or letting boys play on girls' sports teams. Others are allowing children to live as the opposite sex in class without notifying their parents. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Marathon Public Bible Reading event continues in Washington, D.C. through Saturday. America Reads the Bible, being live-streamed from the Museum of the Bible, and on Tuesday featured President Trump reading a passage from Chronicles. Other participants include Republican politicians and evangelical leaders. The event is organized by Christians Engaged and is part of a larger project connecting America's 250th birthday with a Christian vision. This is SRN News. Police are hunting for a 17-year-old on charges of attempted murder after a weekend shooting near the University of Iowa, Iowa City campus. Five people were treated for gunshot wounds. One woman remains in critical condition. The suspect allegedly fired six times into a crowded area after a fight early Sunday. It may have involved up to 40 people. Georgia Democrat Congressman David Scott has died.
Congressman Scott was the first black chairman of the House Agriculture Committee and seeking his 13th term in Congress despite challenges from within his party. Scott was a ranking member on the Agriculture Committee, despite most recently representing a Metro Atlanta district. He was once a leading voice for Democrats on farm aid policy and food aid for consumers and a prominent black member of the moderate Blue Dog Caucus. But the congressman faced criticism and concerns in recent years because of declining health. He was 80 years old.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. More details at srnnews.com.